Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio 1093. This is Kevin DeFrango. On the other end is Chris Calamita. What is up, good sir?
Not a heck of a lot, Kevin. How about yourself?
Oh, just crazy work week, crazy wrestling week. I would say we got to some of us got to double down on professional wrestling Friday night. Because there was SmackDown and AAA's Worlds Collide event in Las Vegas all on the same evening there. Plenty of professional wrestling to be had. I was busy getting myself ready to go watch the Demon Slayer movie, so I was neck deep in the last season leading up to the movie. On Friday night.
And I have no idea what you're talking about. But I know it's like, but I know, but I've heard that it's the biggest movie in the world, so I'm the one on the who's out of touch, I guess.
Oh man. Yeah, so SmackDown starts us off here. We're just gonna hit this thing chronologically here. Brock Lesnar comes out. And before he gets the chance to really say anything, R-Truth comes out to confront Mr. Lesnar.
Yeah, I don't know why I kind of saw this one coming. I feel like
Oh.
they've had interactions in the past. Brock needed someone
Oh.
to beat up, and it just
Yep.
went. It was perfect. Truth was completely back to his old self here. Thank goodness.
Oh,
We don't need serious
yeah.
Ron Killings in our lives.
No, not at this point. But I still think A, the man should get paid for bringing the comedy. So,
Yes. Yes. He absolutely should get paid, and he should be featured as prominently as can be, as he was here in several moments, as he has in the past, legit breaking Brock Lesnar. With some of the things he's saying.
mean, he has a special power. It seems to have gotten Lesnar more on several occasions over the years at this point.
Yeah, so again, Ron Cena. Calling Cena his older brother, yeah, the whole thing. It was all tremendous, but of course, leading to Brock F5ing R-Truth and splitting his pants in the process, which Brock also thought that was hilarious.
What do you do at that point? You do need to laugh and also say thank goodness he wasn't free balling, I guess.
I guess, yeah. No, 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 no,
That
no,
would
no
that
free balling for Brock Lesnar.
that would have been a whole different ball game if that were happening. I mean, his pants were ripped so bad. There was not, it's not like you could hide from it. Like, I couldn't believe it was from like mid ass to like a mid calf. I'm like, how did
Yeah,
he rip? How did he rip
how?
it like that
How do
long,
you
that far?
how tighter were those jeans? I mean, they make jeans for big and tall men.
I mean, almost every
You'd think with
jean
all his money,
material
he could afford.
has some stretch in it these days. Like, I
Yeah.
don't care what version you're buying. Like, there's a little bit of stretch material in the jean material, so it's just like, where are you buying these from, the discount store, sir? Like, I mean, just go to Kohl's. Like, I'm not even asking you to shop at some fancy clothing store. Sheesh. But yeah, that was a fairly funny moment, honestly. And yeah. So, yeah, I mean, Solo Sikoa, they're still trying to do something for him.
Yeah, I don't know what that can be right now. This whole thing has seemingly hurt trying to keep a bloodline thing going. Seems to have hurt everyone involved now, because
Oh.
I don't know what you do with Solo now. I don't know what you do with the rest of these guys. And even Jacob Fatu has been hurt by all of this, and they essentially have to keep him off TV long enough for people to forget
That he was connected.
that he was connected to it and lost twice to this fiasco.
It is kind of a wild situation that that we find ourselves in here. With this whole thing, because yeah, I had no idea what to think of this. I'm like, yeah, there isn't anywhere for him to go.
No, there's just it's just it would just have to be more of the same. I really don't know how you evolve Solo Sikoa at this point.
Yeah, his whole identity has been the tribal system. Like he's
Yeah.
almost had his own little kind of corner of the woods, and it's been kind of weird. So yeah, it's not an enviable position to find yourself in if you're him. And I believe these two men had a backstage segment before. Or maybe it was an earlier in the day segment with Sami Zayn and Rey Fenix fighting for the well, they're calling it
Yeah,
an open challenge, but it's not really an open challenge if everyone knows who the competitors are ahead of time.
I mean, you can just, I mean, all you have to do is ask for it, but you can just ask for it a week in advance and.
Yeah, they're just like, we need to hype them now. Like, we can't just do it night of. And I mean, hey, it works. I mean, it gives people FaceTime on camera, you know, gets them a talking segment or two. So it does work for a couple of good reasons there. But yeah, to much to no one's surprise, after a quite entertaining match, if memory serves. Sami Zayn ends up retaining the U.S. Championship because, yeah, Rey Fénix is not going to be the guy, at least at this time.
No, he's not. But, of course, good match. It's definitely not feeling like open challenges of the past. Really, the one that obviously the John Cena one is the one that ever that really ever worked.
Yeah, I feel like I've started to realize that where I've cited it quite a bit, just with the retirement of John Cena, it's probably pretty easy to keep on the brain. And but yeah, like they haven't, yeah, most of these open challenges haven't been great as an overall concept.
No, because the person making the open challenge isn't John Cena. It's just, yeah, because it was,
Fair. It's
who's
fair.
gonna come out and Cena was really, trying, of course, to have, good competitive matches and make people, even though he was winning in the end. And you were in the ring with John Cena, you took him to the limit. It meant something. Sami Zayn, God love him, it doesn't have the same panache to it.
Yeah, I mean, he's definitely seen as a tenured veteran. But yeah, it's hard to be John Cena, you know? Like that's pretty close to a one of one situation. So, yeah, it will still work fairly well. You know,
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, like he's definitely not John Cena. We did get a little bit of hype for AAA with the arrivals of some people into that event. And then we get the Street Profits. Evidently they're still together. Talk about another two guys that I feel like just a week or two ago we were talking about them kind of somewhat being back as a team.
I mean,
But now they're introduced
they're trying
to.
to push tension.
Yeah.
I assume it's gonna happen. It's gonna happen this time. For it's really gonna happen this time. But we don't. I don't think we need to belabor it anymore, though. It's just it.
Oh.
They've had their run. Montez Ford, in particular. Could use a launching point for his singles career. It's been delayed, probably arguably too long as it is. They've been probably teaming 2 or 3 years longer than they should have
Yeah,
anyway.
it's been kind of wild how much longer this team's gone than expected at this juncture.
Yeah, I mean, three's probably pushing it. Two's probably about right at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's just get this done.
Yeah, so I am not going to enjoy because they definitely seem like they're teasing it out a little bit from how this segment worked out. So, we had a little confrontation with Julia, Kiana James, and B-Fab backstage. I always like B-Fab's mic work. She really seems to have a good confidence about her.
I do like B-Fab, but it's just been a long hill to climb to get her truly over on her own. And I just
Uh-oh.
don't I don't know exactly what's can take her gonna take her to get the next get her over that hill, and I'm not sure if there is anything. She it's a problem in WWE women's wrestling that, some of these people have been stuck in lower to mid positions for so long, and you get typecasted in that role, and there's just and it's gonna take somebody seeing something in her the way that Becky Lynch saw something in Lyra Valkyria to really, have that be the
Oh.
goal in mind to put her over.
Yeah, it's definitely not anytime soon kind of thing.
No,
It
it
would
doesn't
seem.
feel like it. And this, Julia and Stephanie Vaquer will pretty much be compared to each other for the rest of their careers, to how they both came in the same night. They both came up. They both won the NXT Women's Championship in short order and came up at the same time. Stephanie Vaquer has definitely fit into the main roster a lot better than Julia has.
Yeah, they're doing an okay job on with the reboot here with Kiana James.
I don't. I'm not sold on this. She's not dynamic enough. I don't think for this role.
No.
Yeah, I don't feel it.
They haven't done it. I think one thing that would help if they wanted and they could be able to do it is actually have her win in short order over some people.
She
Yeah,
hasn't,
yes. they're trying to push her as kind of dominant, and they haven't shown that for her at all.
No, and again, just it's unfortunate that certain people have been typecasted as lower card wrestlers, but feuding
No.
with, being in an extended feud with Meechin and B-Fab, it isn't going to help.
No. No, because yeah, Meechan's one of those people that if she decided to walk when her contract is up, I would not blame her. Just
No.
because I do not seriously see a path forward for her. She likes the check, God bless, and
Yeah. Yeah,
all
that's
that
it. I'm
good
sure that
stuff.
I'm sure the check is nice, and I'm even elsewhere, obviously really elsewhere is AEW. I'm not sure she gets past a certain point there too. So
Oh,
it's, then it is
yeah.
the size of the check. I once again, I like Beechin enough, but I don't see a. I don't know if I've ever seen, upper echelon of women's wrestling in her,
Oh,
which is
yeah.
fine because not everyone's gonna make it to there. But there's just not as many women. You just don't have as many, many options in terms of who you're gonna go up against, and you get,
Oh.
Downplayed.
It's hard. It's still hard to get time for a lower card feud, especially with the women's belts, the secondary belts being introduced. Like, you've got to have a personal feud after that.
Right.
And that, it's just, even with as much time, well, I mean, I guess the WWE doesn't have that much time. Like, it's still roughly, what, 4.5 hours now
Yeah.
that they're really, they have on TV. So, I mean, there's only, yeah, so much room to make so many people important.
Yeah. And right now they've got a problem with as long as Becky Lynch is the women's Intercontinental Champion, every other women's championship is going to feel less important, including the main ones.
Well, yeah,
Well,
there's only two people that can solve that problem, I feel like, on the main roster. One still seems to be out with injury in Liv Morgan. The other still hanging around in the background is Rhea Ripley.
well, there's also Bianca Belair as well, but
Oh, and Bianca, yeah.
yeah, yeah, I would say yeah, those are the ones, and I imagine no matter what happens between Io and Stephanie on Saturday, I don't know if their reign's going to be very long because they're going to Australia in 3 weeks after that.
Yeah, Australia is looming. We've already gotten Rhea Ripley, I believe, talking to both of the women about coming after them if they win.
Yeah, I think she pretty much has. She's calling her spot already. So, have a good match, girls. It's not. I don't know if it's gonna help you as much in the long run.
It's gonna be a weird spot for either of them, honestly. Especially since neither of them's a heel, and they're definitely not gonna get cheered in Australia.
No.
Good luck with that. Talking about being overlooked in women's championship matches, I thought to myself, oh, we're having Jade Cargill and Tiffany Stratton again. Huh, this is a real stumper for how we finish this match. Outside interference. That's how we resolve this match.
Yeah. Nia Jax again. And we'd be remiss if we didn't mention that along the way in this match, Tiffany gets hurt. landing awkwardly on a on an offensive moonsault on the floor.
Oh.
Appears to be a concussion issue. She's pulled from her advertised NXT appearance going on as we speak. Yeah, it's Lyra Valkyrie instead.
That was one of those things that I'm just like, hold on, what happened here? I had not checked out the news. So I missed that that was the situation for Miss Stratton.
Yeah. But I mean, hopefully a concussion won't keep Tiffany out for long. I imagine we'll get a triple threat out of this SmackDown kerfluffle at some point,
No.
as we just cannot keep Nia Jax out of the main title picture.
Oh yeah, she just keeps on popping up for old Tiffy time there. Yeah, just like a bad habit because there is just not a lot of people to challenge her. I think
No.
sadly one of the problems.
Yeah.
Jade Cargill on the list. They clearly don't want to give her the championship right now for, whatever reason. So yeah, they're kind of in an awkward spot where both of her main challengers have lost multiple matches to her at this point.
Yeah.
So yeah, kind of strange. Up next, Carmelo Hayes is the next one up for Sami Zayn. So that was our heads up on the U.S. Championship open challenge there. And then we also have The Miz and Carmelo Hayes having a little discussion afterwards about getting their priorities correct.
Yeah. I don't know what even I don't even know what to say about it. It's just like it's just such an unimportant thing. I mean, yeah, sorry.
Fair.
I'm trying to add some commentary,
Fair.
some color to this, but I'm just like,
Yeah, it was what it
cool.
was.
Yeah.
Main event time, and this
Okay.
was a fairly lengthy one. Randy Orton, Drew McIntyre, 17-minute match here.
Yes. A seven, good long main event. PLE caliber, you could say. Drew McIntyre gets the relatively clean win. As I guess you could say, the story is Randy Orton stopped himself from running into the referee. So again, Randy Orton's trying to be a nice guy, and it screws him again.
Yeah, Randy Orton being a good guy has not helped him out at all.
No. I can't imagine that's going to lead anywhere, though.
I still think that's going to be a hard one to pull
That is
off.
going to be so hard. It is going to be so hard. Yeah, I know they're committed to Cody as a baby face for a while longer, but I don't have I don't have good feelings about that one. But speaking of one Cody Rhodes. He makes his return to save Randy Orton from the same fate he did against the announce, or I should say through the announce table. Gets into it with McIntyre, grabs the microphone, hits his time cue right at the very last second to say see you at WrestlePalooza.
Oh, yeah, I was just like I was sitting there, I'm like, Vic Joseph, Booker T, this is how you produce the end of a show is you go off the air. Like,
Yeah.
I knew that they hit everything and then they went off the air. Every week on NXT, I feel like I'm sitting there going, did they forget something? Did
Yeah.
they forget that they're hard out at 9 or 10, whatever it is? Like, come
Ten
on, guys.
got t 10 Eastern. It's fine for me, but here they do a 9 o'clock news here to It just doesn't. I don't. I, that that I'll never be into. Not that I even watch the news anymore, but
Oh man. So, yeah. Cody Rhodes is the headline here. He's back,
Yes.
and he wants a piece of Drew McIntyre for putting him out for several weeks
Yes,
here.
yes. So the undisputed WWE Championship match is official for WrestlePalooza. It kind of feels like this show doesn't need it, but it's the ESPN debut,
Oh,
and it's getting it anyway.
that was one thing that I meant to pull up that I kind of forgot because that's this coming weekend.
I mean, there's only five matches announced, and we've been through more than half of them already.
Well, yes, I normally have that card pulled up, and that was something that I did not.
I mean, I could see them adding a sixth match maybe, but beyond that,
Yeah.
no, this is.
So Io and Stephanie off the list. I suppose we could pick a winner on that one if we wanted to go that route and just.
Io, because they've been playing up the Rhea can't beat Io thing very, very hard, and if that's obviously where we're going,
Oh.
then that makes the most sense. And Io, because she's already had successful reigns, she's less hurt by the by a very short reign.
You have listed all of my reasons. I have no reason to talk more, Io Sky. So yeah, that one off the list. Well, yeah, I guess we kind of talked to John Cena, Brock Lesnar a little bit.
Yeah, I'm gonna go.
I mean, you definitely don't need. I mean, that's a pretty headline.
Yeah, it's your yeah.
Kind of.
They've already said it is going last. It is the main event. Nothing else would
Yes.
really top it. It
Brock either goes
doesn't.
first or Brock goes last. There is
That's
no in
pretty much.
between.
Yeah. So I'm gonna go. I don't know. I'm getting the impression this is more one and done than anything that's going to carry on. So I'll go with Cena.
Oh yeah, I feel like Cena's winning his last couple going out the door. I mean, there's no real benefit to Brock winning this thing. Well, the only benefit is if they want to extend the feud, I
Where
should
they want to
say.
send the feud, if they don't have a good idea in their head for someone new to face Cena in December.
Yes.
But maybe they do. So yeah, you can do it one and done. It doesn't. I mean, I guess Brock's been gone for 2 years, and he didn't leave on a loss then, and he left on a loss then too. But it's still Brock. It's Brock Lesnar. You can just have him come back in time for the Royal Rumble, and he'll still be Brock Lesnar.
Oh yeah, and it's always easy for him to win a match, you know. I mean, it's not like you're gonna go, oh no, that guy can't do it. Come on, guys, just look at him. He's still ridiculous. But yeah, so there's that one, and I guess we are presently on Cody Rhodes and Drew McIntyre. I do not see this being the end of Cody Rhodes' second reign here.
No, I don't. Again, the way this whole thing has gone down, with Cody having to leave in August to go film a movie, and then, and also have a second kid along the way, has left us a little colder than I would think. I mean, they're gonna have to do a
Oh.
really big, promo segment on SmackDown, I think, to really sell this. I mean, again, it's giving it's. It's
I
doing them a
think
bit of a.
there's
It's
definitely
kind of
a
doing them a bit of this.
reason
Yeah.
Cody's on the show on Friday.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah. D yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Already,
Yeah.
another
Definitely.
one of those already
Yeah.
announced
Yeah. 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 They
situations.
have to hit this thing hard. Again, it kind of sucks to do this to them, especially to do it this to McIntyre. But yeah, he this match isn't. Yeah. This doesn't feel right than Cody's second raid. Yeah. I think. Cody
Oh.
wins. Maybe Randy Orton gets involved. Maybe they go to a triple threat next because there's just no other heels on SmackDown right now.
Oh.
Who you could get ready for? I mean, I'm thinking they'll probably will go with the triple threat with Randy Orton next because there's just no way you can get a heel ready for for Cody in 3 weeks because they've done no work to get they've been doing no work to
Oh.
get anybody over as a heel right now on SmackDown. Unless you could,
Oof. I can't believe I'm saying the words Aleister Black. Just because he won against Damian Priest, like he's the only one. I don't know if you'd sell me personally on it, but he at least has a win recently under his belt on over a former champion.
He does. And they do have their history in AEW. I don't think they'll call back on that.
Funny how
But that was the
that
feud
happened.
during the that was really the that was the feud during the peak of the Codyverse. Really, if you
Oh
remember back.
I would say Aleister Black's high point.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Kicking Arn Anderson in the face was pretty much it. It was pretty much it, I think.
Oh man. Yeah. So I guess good on him. I suppose okay. So that does like you said, that is so SmackDown really did cover 3 of the 5 matches there on
Yeah.
WrestlePalooza.
Well, yeah, 3 of the 5. Well, yeah, 3 of the 5. Yeah. Well, no. Well, no. Well, yeah. Because no. Because Maya side with Io and Stephanie don't
Oh,
care.
I guess they are technically, they're Raw people, aren't
Yeah.
they?
They're Raw. So, yeah. So it is 3 Raw, 2 SmackDown. But I brought them up.
I guess bouncing to Raw since we already went ahead and did that part of the hype, it was pretty easy because I was just like, well, I guess we're still on the WrestlePalooza train here because the Usos are shown with LA Knight backstage there. But of course we did not too surprisingly start ourselves off here with John Cena back near his hometown in Springfield, Massachusetts. And I would say that the crowd was pretty hyped for this.
This was yeah. This was definitely a very hype crowd for John Cena. He was definitely what they were there to see. And in terms of a John Cena promo, he didn't dis he did not disappoint. He brought up his past at the school nearby, and his football career, and and just did the John Cena did the babyface John Cena promo.
Oh.
You got the bells. They got the bells and whistles because they go
Yeah,
along with it.
that's what everyone wanted.
Yeah,
Still not
that's
quite
what everyone's
sure.
wanted this whole time. Again, we're gonna
Yep.
beat that. Yeah, we're gonna beat that dead horse.
Hey, until that horse is not there to be beaten, it's gonna go
Well, just.
there. And this, I mean, I did think that this was a really good version of the classic John Cena promo here.
Yeah.
So, good for him. He's just showing why he's one of the he why he's the GOAT. Showing why he's the GOAT. And then we did get some backstage segment here with Adam Pearce trying to play mediator between Jey Uso and LA Knight. Which ends up kind of starting off a domino effect for the rest of the night where LA Knight needs to find a partner to take on Bron Breakker and Bronson Reed. And Jimmy Uso, borrowed over from SmackDown, is the man in the middle in this instance. Big Jim getting some time to kind of shine here. It's a nice interplay, and it's also, of course, leading into WrestlePalooza, since the Usos are also taking on the Bronze.
Yeah.
In unsurprising news, the Bronze take the W on this Raw evening, so
Yeah, I mean,
the
we're skipping,
PLE
so
is not up
we're
for.
skipping a couple of we're skipping a couple of steps here. Since Jimmy initially says no, and then Jay is a dick about it, so then Jimmy ends up saying yes anyway, and then yes, we have the match. Jimmy and LA Knight lose. They're getting beat down. Jey Uso makes the save. We seem like things are okay between LA Knight and Jey Uso until it's. Until J LA Knight drops Jay with the BFD, and we will see where this is all going. I'm still not totally clear on where this is going, what the point of it is. It doesn't. It just. It's seems like they long term they don't have it because again they're just they are such they just have such an insane amount of baby faces in this company right now.
Oh. It's pretty ridiculous.
It's they don't seem to know what to do with Jey Uso or LA Knight long term.
No, other than keep them involved.
Yeah.
That's about all they got. And they're doing that. I mean, these two guys are still, LA Knight is going on like what, year three of just being a featured act without really challenging for the championship. Or when he gets the challenge, you just know that he isn't winning. 'Cause didn't he get
Yeah.
a he got an official shot against Roman Reigns along the way,
Yeah,
didn't he?
he got a Roman Reigns match, but by that point people had figured out it wasn't gonna be anybody but Cody, even if we had the little the little swerve with the Rock that then got almost immediately corrected.
Kiboshed.
But yeah, I think by that point, yeah, there wasn't anybody but Cody Rhodes was gonna take it, and then yeah, and then LA Knight did get a singles shot against Rollins. That was to set up a four way that you also knew that LA Knight wasn't going to win
Oh.
a few weeks back, a couple weeks back.
Yeah, and I think we might have mentioned it before, but it's pretty easy for LA Knight to pull a Drew McIntyre-esque turn.
Oh yeah.
Just because he has gotten screwed so much so frequently, he can definitely flip out and you're like, oh, okay, I get it. Like I understand where that guy's coming from. And speaking of freaking out, it was the aftermath of the next match. Lyra Valkyria takes on Roxanne Perez, who has Raquel Rodriguez at ringside with her. Lyra gets a gutsy win. After the match, though, Raquel Rodriguez comes in and starts the beat down on Lyra. Out comes Bailey for the save, and shortly after the save, Bailey starts running around ringside hugging everyone. And
Yeah.
it seems like it is confirmed, multiple personality Bailey is what we have on tap here,
Yeah.
moving forward.
And I'm sure there's all I again, I'm so I'm so glad I've bloomed so much of that role, but I'm sure there are people calling this offensive, saying that they're making fun of the mentally ill, and it's really insulting to do while AJ Lee is on the show and she's been so honest about her issue, her struggles. But it's wrestling.
Oh.
It's fair game to, as a storyline. They've done nothing interesting with Bailey for quite a while now, so it's good. She's playing it well.
Yeah, and people already seem more invested in it than they have in Bailey in a little while. So, because we've already kind of discussed it, like everyone was pretty excited for her to win the championship at WrestleMania, and it's been all downhill since then.
Yeah.
It's been like 2 years of downhill. Any type of uphill climb is a positive one. So yeah,
Okay.
we'll see
Then
how
we
this
get
bears out.
right. Well, then we get these backstage segments.
Oh.
Lyra Valkyria creeping up on Bailey's locker room. Bailey apparently gets her gets her own per everyone apparently gets their own personal dressing room. I have no idea how the, how any arena has that much space for for anybody to have their own dressing room.
Yeah, especially considering that all of the sports teams have one big dressing room. That's always an interesting choice. But I'll tell you what, Bailey had one of the nicer dressing rooms.
That is a very nice dressing room for somebody on Bailey's level. I will say that. But the key here is as Lyra is walking up to the door, she hears Bailey in an argument with herself, essentially, and then walks in the dressing room, and I would say role model Bailey is then calling her an idiot and telling her to get out. And telling her she's rude.
Yeah, because she didn't knock. She just walked
Yeah.
right in. How dare she? Because I believe the knocking was kind of important during the role model era there, especially the ding dong hello era.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a good point. I didn't get that. That's fantastic. That's really good.
So, yeah, it's kind of like the APA, you know, you always had to knock at the door, even though it was just a door in a frame standing there every week. Had to have proper etiquette, sir. Proper etiquette, for the situation. So yeah, it's gonna be interesting. Again, Bailey and Lyra, they like them enough that they're putting them on TV in
Yeah.
some random ass feud or
Yes.
tag team or whatever. Good on them. That is not the, yeah, one of the few things from Raw that doesn't have a WrestlePalooza connection there, really.
And speaking of which, we did not give a prediction for the Usos versus the Braun Brons. I'll go with the Braun Brons. They have to be strong for Roman Reigns' return.
I'm with you. Like, they definitely need to win more than the Usos. You can obviously always sell the Usos as one of the greatest tag teams ever and be good with it. So yeah, I'm with you. I think the Braun Brons win that one. I am not picking opposite. Also on Raw, but oh jeez. There's a whole lot of stuff with the New Day and Grayson Waller and Penta going on here.
Yeah, I'm struggling to care about it. It's one of those underneath things that just doesn't feel like it matters very much.
Yeah, this one, unlike at least there's some interest in the Bailey Lyra stuff. This, yeah, I'm just sitting here going, I feel bad for Penta. Like, the man started off so hot and he has been doused with the coldest of cold water.
He really has. It is really unfortunate. He could use maybe a little bit of a detour in AAA. Not that there's any kind of like weekly TV show you can go on for that purpose. But I again if the point is we're going to get a New Day versus Lucha Brothers tag match, let's just get to it.
Especially something I do not believe talked about on this podcast in any version. One Andrade was tag teaming for a very short time with Rey Fénix. That spot in the roster has been opened up by
Yes, it has.
Andrade himself.
Yes, Andrade released by WWE. Apparently, some degree of wellness failures, even though, God, we haven't heard anything about those in it feels like 10 years. And just general attitude, behavioral issues. You know what? This guy has now failed in two different companies now. It's. And at a
Oh.
certain point, it's not creative's fault. It's just there's if the guy's
It's
if the guy if the guy's a head case, an attitude case, or if the guy's just there's just always going to be people better than him at what he brings to the table. I think there's also some element of that too. It just doesn't stand out enough.
that I'd agree with that. Yeah, like he just it was another one where you kind of think about it, 'cause when you mentioned what was it, his peak was 2018 NXT, and it's another one where I'm sitting there going, he's been doing the same gimmick since that time period. You
Yeah.
know, like he hasn't really changed up anything at all. Like, there's not a change in appearance, there's not a change in entrance, there's not a change in how he works in the ring at all.
Yeah, no.
Even if you modify it a little bit, it's yeah, I mean, he's just gotten stale. You know,
Yeah.
like you've got to at least add a little bit of a wrinkle to your game. And yeah, Andrade, like you said, like he just has not been able to get traction on either AEW or WWE. So I,
No.
yeah, for like 6 years now, like what. What are you gonna do with that?
Yeah. You hit the nail on the head.
Last Wrestlepalooza matchup here. Hits at the halfway mark of SmackDown, I believe. 'Cause it wasn't there was that wasn't the main event. Main event wasn't. No, halfway mark.
We already talked about the main event. So we jumped ahead on
Yeah.
that one. So, yeah.
Yep, AJ Lee comes out with one CM Punk. I feel like as they would have wanted it, given how they arranged their own segment there. And already waiting for them in the ring, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch. And we got a very good back and forth segment here with
Yeah.
these four setting up. I mean, pretty much everything that constitutes the important parts of this angle. You
Yeah.
know, like no,
Absolutely.
nothing was really. There might have been some ooh moments, I suppose, but all of it does make sense. That you know, hey, how's AJ Lee gonna do after 10 years off? Given that multiple wrestlers at this point have come back from long layoffs and done perfectly fine, I feel like that's a little should be less of a concern, but it's
I
always
think
gonna be there.
it should be less of a concern. I like that Becky did bring up the neck, because it's
Oh.
something that hasn't been brought up yet. That AJ Lee has had didn't just leave to deal with her mental health problems. She also had a pretty serious physical injury she was dealing with as well. So Becky's saying that she's gonna She's gonna capitalize on that. Again, they hit all the right beats. And then Seth and Becky start a mock argument because that's what Punk and AJ, said that they were going to do in terms of their egos. But it's all a ruse to get AJ Lee alone and to get and to and get dropped with the Manhandle Slam. You had to figure Rollins and Lynch, we're at least going to get one up on them on the go home show. So that's what happened, and we're ready for the mixed tag.
Did the double champs win this one, or did the challengers win this one?
Well, there's no challengers, but yeah, I mean, there's no way Punk and AJ are losing this thing. Yeah, I mean, that is the thing. The ending isn't really in doubt. I do imagine gonna predict a more detailed finish. I do think that I do think we're gonna get AJ. Beating Becky to win the match, big celebration. It's gonna be the it's I would it's a very good chance it's gonna open the show, and it will open the show hot, and it should be a lot of fun, and I'm thinking maybe they'll try to get another Punk Rollins match. And singles match out of the after this, maybe. But otherwise, this feud is running to its conclusion for sure. Maybe they'll do AJ and Becky one-on-one, down the line a little bit. I can imagine they probably will.
Yeah, that's the interesting thing to me about this situation. Because, I mean, they moved. I think I saw that they moved AJ Lee to the active roster on the web page, and I'm not sure if they've done that for like the Trish Stratus appearances and things of that nature,
Yeah,
or if
no.
they've
I mean,
just
it's
left them in alumni.
no. They've made it pretty clear this is a full-time return, and she's gonna be around for a while. Yeah, and I certainly see her taking the Intercontinental title from Becky. Yeah, it's it at some point as well. So yeah, so maybe this all does continue. But if it does, I'd say, let's get a. Just one last maybe gimmick match, but for Rollins and Punk, and let's move Punk on, because I don't think Punk's getting the belt out of this,
No, not right now.
unless Roman Reigns doesn't need or want that title.
I mean, he doesn't really need it, but if he wants it, it's his.
No, I mean, because a Roman Reigns Seth Rollins singles feud, I guess, could go without the belt, if they wanted to go that direction. But
Yeah.
I'm doubting that too.
It'd still be kind of weird. And it'd be an odd spot to put Rollins in right away
Yeah.
too, in a lot of ways. I mean,
Yeah.
it feels it, any time you do this kind of vision gimmick, I feel it's another one where you gotta have a long championship reign. I mean, what the hell do they do with Gunther when they finally do decide to pull that man off the bench?
Yeah, that's a good. Yeah, it's a good question what they decide to do with Gunther.
He's one of the few guys that a lot of these other top names could use as a feud who is not around at the current moment.
Yeah, he could. He could be a good final opponent for Cena, if they wanted to go that route.
He one of the few guys I think could I mean, I don't know if he really needs the win over Mr. Cena, but I do think that long term speaking wise, he would make a lot of sense to if Cena put him over out going out the door. Like
Yeah,
he's on a
that's
very short list of opponents that I feel like Cena could,
I
not
guess
win.
that's an I guess that's an interesting question for down the line. Should John Cena lose his last match?
A lot of it's going to hinge on what we talked about a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Are they going to keep, if they keep the Brock Lesnar thing going, it could be as, Brock Lesnar could be his last two of his last three matches, and he goes out a winner, no questions asked. But are they going to go that route? Good question. And we will find out on Saturday.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did I think that covers Punk the four the mixed tag match. Anything else to really say about that one?
No, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, this is spoils a little bit the AAA that we might jump to here, at least as an overall here. But on Raw proper, Dominic Mysterio shows up as Dominic Two Belts for the first time since he is the AAA Mega Campeon. And also still the Intercontinental champion here.
Yeah, no, they're good interplay here. We're slowly getting to whatever we're gonna do with Finn Balor. They seem upset with Dominic for having a relationship with El Grande Americano, and who we missed the El Grande Americano match earlier, didn't we?
No, that is next up
Oh, that
after
is next.
that.
I forgot.
Yeah, that
Yes.
was directly after this setup here.
Oh, okay. I forgot about the order. But I mean, I guess the main thing to take away from the Judgment Day segment was, of all people, Rusev coming into Dominic's locker room to challenge him for the Intercontinental Championship. Dom wrestling other heels now. Interesting.
Yeah, it's one of those not completely surprised, given Dominic's popularity at this point.
We're setting up that face turn for sure here, and it is amazing to think about just a couple, just a year or two, just at least even just a year ago. But Dominic Mysterio is going to be a very over baby face.
Yeah, it
Essentially,
is
already is.
wild. Yeah, it is wild what has happened in the past calendar year for
Yeah.
the young Mysterio. Though I don't think he can ever truly live up to the billing of the King of the Luchadors. The man is on a very good trajectory at this point to put himself in some rarefied air, should he be able to have longevity. Because yeah, one of the few guys still I think relatively young. I don't know what his age is currently. Oh my gosh. So close to the year 2000. 28. Good Lord. I barely remember what that was like. Okay. Anywho. But yeah. So yeah. El Grande Americano takes on Dragon Lee. I feel like this was the best proof so far that we had that the additional El Grande Americanos there, I feel like they've definitely established that there's three of them now. And it definitely appears that one is Pete Dunne and the other is Tyler Bate.
I didn't get that at all, but thank you for pointing it out.
Yeah, I felt like you or maybe Jeremy had pointed out the Pete Dunne. I think it looks kind of wild because I think he's shaved and maybe his hair is shorter or something.
I don't remember talking about Pete Dunne at any time recently, so
Oh,
I forgot they
okay.
exist. I forgot they existed, so I'm not even thinking them. But yeah, no. I guess other European guys putting the mask on. It makes sense with Kaiser. Yeah, it they could do something with that.
So, and they all did the Spider-Man point meme situation after the
Even though
mask.
neither of the other two are dressed anywhere anything like what the actual Grande Americano is.
Yeah, there was definitely more than enough differences there to know who was who in that situation. I mean, we talked about her a little bit earlier, but Stephanie Vaquer with a nice win over Kairi Sane. Solid match, given that it was about 12 minutes long.
Yeah, solid match, and we get Io coming in to stop Asuka from doing anything to Stephanie McGuire. We get the argument in the back between Io and Asuka. Poor Kairi Sane just completely going through it. She's just a mess in this whole situation. But it appears we have a promise from Asuka not to interfere on Saturday. And I really do hope she holds to that, because I really do just want to see, because we've obviously already seen an EO Stephanie McCarron match end in a clusterfuck, and I'd really rather it not happen this time, especially when I'm paying for it, paying more money than I have in a long in over 10 years to watch a WWE PLE on my TV.
Yeah, I really need to reach out to them and get that upgrade set up. And then we talked about the main event already. Because I mean, yeah, there wasn't a lot to say about that match and that little interplay there, honestly. Kairi Sane rocks. I mean, she's just so, yeah, she's so emotive. Does not matter that she really does not speak English in the whole situation. Like, she gets that shit over.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk a little bit? We both watch Worlds Collide. I
Yes,
don't
we
know if
did.
we need to break it down segment by segment necessarily, or.
I don't think so. I mean, these things are brisk. They move quickly. They're entertaining. I guess the most important thing, Dominic Mysterio, as we mentioned earlier, as we spoiled earlier, becomes the AAA Mega Campeón after interference from El Grande Americano, which happens after Rey Mysterio was able to thwart Judgment Day interference. And then, based on a gentleman's agreement earlier in the evening, Rey had to then put the belt around Dominic's waist. This, again, and it seemed like the crowd was fairly happy to see Dominic win. There are things with with Vikingo that I don't understand when it comes to the Lucha audience. They seem to hate him. So, and again, I don't watch regularly, and
Jeremy says that the one who shall not be named in AAA anymore, Alberto El Patron, was quite over with the crowd.
Yeah, it's just something that we in the US, who basically canceled them 10 years ago, Can't get our minds around. Yeah, I guess cancel culture hasn't gotten to Mexico. They love him down there.
They love him and did not love the installation of Mr. Vikingo in his
No.
spot. At
And
least
what?
that's what's been explained to me.
Yes, and the very, very correct decision was made here because everyone loves Dirty Dom. And
I
you know what?
mean,
If we're.
it was a huge pop the first time he
Yeah.
went down there, and it was no different this time around. The
Well,
man is
obviously the show was in
popular.
Las Vegas, but it
Oh
absolutely
yeah.
seemed to be a majority Latino crowd.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, so Dom as champion there. I mean, there has definitely been a WWEification of AAA, even if they said it was just always everything was going to be business as usual. It's obviously not.
Oh yeah, I mean, I kind of laughed and I'm like, okay, so they have all the TNA titles and now they have the AAA title. I guess at least AAA still has the Latin American title. I mean, 'cause we know that Natty's going to take the Reina de
Yeah, I
Reina
imagine.
championship.
Oh, this Natty. Oh, this Natalia Natty thing. Oh my God, I hate it. Okay, she's like two different people now or something. If she's such a badass on these non-WWE shows, but she loses all the time on WWE shows, what does that say on the sh shouldn't or sh should just should she be Natty on the on Raw, or is the competition just too good for her on Raw, so she has to go try to be a big fish in a small pond?
Oh man, yeah, I figured I'd get that one in there for a little entertainment value.
Yeah, I don't get it, but yeah, as I said, overall a fun show. I mean, Xavier Woods getting taken out of the tag match, leaving Grayson Waller was obviously not an upgrade.
No, that was not an upgrade at all.
And there's everything else. Yeah, everything else was fine for the most part. So yeah, these shows aren't very long. They move fast. They're fun to watch. I have no complaints about when they do these, and who knows what the long-term plan for AAA is in terms of getting an English language weekly show on any kind of television network or streaming service, or increasing the amount of events, because AAA doesn't really have that many like tentpole like big events. They have like I think they
Oh.
only they only have like three or four, I think. And we just had Triple
Okay.
Manias.
Oh.
From what I remember, I Lucha is one of my biggest blind spots when it comes to wrestling history, so
Well, and it's definitely one where I know that I watched on YouTube there because that's where Jeremy was watching them, so I popped in there for a while. But just the whole no subtitle thing drove me bananas. And I stopped watching.
Yeah,
But
I'm
also, like,
starting
I feel
to.
like they could have been like way more organized
Yeah.
about how they dropped things.
Oh yeah, it's yeah, yeah. There's definitely things that are good about what WWE is going to bring to the table. I do think the second time around the Corey Graves, JBL, Conan trio was definitely better here than they were at Triple Mania. So there's still some improvements to be had, but yeah, it's definitely different. You're not gonna get the blood in every other match, and you're not gonna get some of the other hallmarks of a Triple A show, of what was
Oh,
traditionally a Triple A show anymore.
I kind of laughed. I couldn't tell you how many times I saw a mask get ripped off when I was watching for, like a year or so.
Yeah.
And kind of funny that Psycho Clown did it to himself on this evening to freak someone out. But also there's been a lack of mask ripping off
Yeah. Good.
under the WWE here. So I do feel like that's definitely been a change of pace. Yeah. So yeah, it is going to be interesting. I feel like there's less of a big brother little brother situation, or at least that's the way that it feels, with AAA and the WWE, than it is between the WWE and TNA.
Well, yeah, and WWE has obviously made a tremendous financial investment in AAA. They want this to work. They want to take over Mexico. So yeah, it's definitely working better. I mean, it seems like they were trying to pick their favorites in terms of the AAA guys who are already there, but obviously Vikingo was a mistake. So it's a little so we gotta get this belt on a WWE guy and try to figure out, who besides Mr. Iguana is really over here.
Yeah, I think Vikingo will be back in the mix at some juncture.
Yeah.
Yeah, he needs that stench of WWE corporate off of him before he starts to get cheered. So, yeah, and I'm with you. It was a fun event. It seemed to move by pretty quick. I'm all for the return of Little Person Wrestling. I am all for it here. Bell Time Beer on my end here. I picked this one up last year when I was on vacation. And this is another company that I believe just recently had their 10-year anniversary. Wasserhund Brewing Company. They are out of Virginia Beach and Virginia, of course. Painter's Pint Hazy IPA. I do not think this is probably still available, but had Mosaic, Belma, and Strata hops. And it was done in conjunction with the, I'm trying to remember which painter it was. Oh yeah, the Monet, the immersive experience art exhibit, which was really cool. I went to it because I'm a big paint fan. And yeah, that was really fun. And the can is based off of a Monet painting. But it also has the dog that is Wasserhund's main icon. Which is a good little German Shepherd dog here. So yeah, if you're down in Virginia Beach, I've tried a number of their beers. They're all very, very tasty. So yeah, if you're in the area, go grab a beer from them. They are worth the drive through. So that is the choice from at DeFrango11 for your Bell Time Beer of the Week. The brand is at Stunt Granny. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and download us at other places like iHeartRadio and YouTube Music. Have a good night, grandkids.
Later.